not the boring, generic milquetoast stuff coming from the network in Connecticut.
I'd describe him as the best, obviously.
Cattles.
He throws it out there, speaks his mind, that's cool.
And Rami.
He's supposed to make people laugh. He's just an expert at it.
Cattles and Rami. Live and local in the afternoon.
Sactown Sports.
What's happening? Thanks for joining us as always. Happy Friday to you and yours.
Hey, all right.
He's Rami, I'm Cattles.
That is Cattles.
And big day, NBA free agency day, Rami. We've been waiting patiently all week, sometimes impatiently. But here we are. Here we are, NBA free agency day. We are going to keep an eye on all of the news. We're going to break as much news as we possibly can to all of you. Kings news, NBA news coming at you from now until 6 o'clock. And there's a lot that I think is going to be happening here in less than an hour. But Rami, we start today's show talking about what happened last night. Before we bid adieu on the Thursday, all of a sudden at like 5:15, we get this breaking news from Adrian Wojnarowski that Harrison Barnes is going to stay here in Sacramento. 3 years, $54 million is the deal, $18 million per. There's a 10% trade kicker. And we had our immediate thoughts, right? I mean, it's fun to break news, but the part of breaking news is that you also have to break your opinion with the news. You don't have a lot of time to think.
To process.
Yeah, the first thing that pops up into your head, that's what you're doing, right? So now that we've had a night to sleep on this, we've had a night to sleep on it, we've had a night to think about this. No, I haven't slept well all week.
Okay.
But you've had a night to sleep. I've had a solid 5.5 hours or so of sleep. Hopefully all of you had more sleep.
I got 7-ish.
After that sleep, your thoughts on Harrison Barnes staying here for 3 years, $54 million.
I like it a little bit more than I did yesterday,
Ooh.
Nick. I still don't.
It was a really good sleep.
It was a good 7 hours. Although my dog was restless for some reason. I kept waking up and he was just staring at me and whining. I don't know. And then he just slept all morning after it made no sense. But the point is, after that decent night of sleep that was interrupted slightly by my dog, I feel a little bit better about it, Nick. It's still not the sexiest move.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not splashy. But the more I look at the free agent market and what was splashy out there and some of the names that we've kicked around, I don't know that there's anybody who I love a whole lot more than Harrison Barnes. You know what I mean? Like, Kyle Kuzma's maybe a little bit better than Harrison Barnes. I don't know if he necessarily is the fit that we saw Barnes to be last year. Draymond Green, he brings some stuff to the table, but you pointed out offensively the sort of how he's a wrench in the plans, how he and Domas are very redundant. I was intrigued by the idea of Jeremy Grant, but all in all, when I look at the free agent market, there isn't a lot out there where I go, oh, that guy I would definitely take over
right.
Harrison. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like there are some guys who maybe I'd go, yeah, I'll take him. But nobody who I am emphatically enthusiastic about in that he would be better for the Kings than Harrison Barnes is. And I'll stick to what I said yesterday. We also have to wait and see what the total picture looks like.
Yes.
Because there's still $18 million under the cap to spend. There's still the Sasha Vezenkov issue to work out. So We don't know how much deeper or more versatile this roster is going to look like when all is said and done. There's still more to be determined.
Yeah, we mentioned several times yesterday when we broke the news what Rami just said. There's still a lot to happen here.
Probably
there's still going to be a number of things. Chris Duarte, who we'll talk about in a little bit. There's rumblings. There's been a report that the Kings are nearing a deal for Duarte from Indiana. So we'll get into that again in about 10 minutes or so. There are other things that can happen here. If this is the biggest move, if this is the move, unless you consider, Rami, that a Domas extension would also be a big move, right? Kind of weird because he's already here through the year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give him the extension, that's a significant move by Monty McNair to be able to wrap up Domas long term.
Solidify the core.
So if Harrison Barnes and a Domas extension are the two biggest moves you make this offseason, I do think that fans are going to be disappointed. Not all of them. Of course, it's not a monolith. Not every fan agrees with every other fan, as we know. But I do think there's going to be an air of disappointment because of the $35 million in cap space and some of the other aspects and tools that you have at your disposal to bring in talent. There is going to be some disappointment from some Kings fans. And if I look at that and I say, Barnes and Domas, you didn't necessarily upgrade as much as I think you need to be a real player this coming year. And that's with guys getting better. But there are pros to this. There are definitely pros bringing Harrison Barnes back. Number one, we've talked about it, Rami. I brought this up earlier in the week with Kyle Kuzma, who, by the way, sounds like he might return to Washington. So all of a sudden, he was the hottest name on the market to returning to the Wizards. When we talked about Kyle Kuzma earlier in the week, one of the points that I've made is that if you bring somebody in like Kuzma, you are going to possibly, if not probably, stunt the development of Keegan Murray, which I think would be a critical mistake. Bringing Harrison Barnes back allows Keegan the room to breathe, grow, develop, and become the guy that Kings fans want him to become. Keegan now has a little bit of pressure on him to be better, and now he's looked at as probably your number two offensive player. You can say Herter might be that guy. Domas is not, to me, aggressive enough. I don't think Domas is ever going to score 22, 23 points a game because that's just not his style of play. Keegan now has that chance to take the step. He has that chance to take the step and be the legitimate second scorer on this team, show us more ISO skill, more creation on the offensive side. He has that opportunity. Because Barnes is a low usage, high efficiency kind of player.
Yeah, and if there aren't any other major additions to this basketball team, Nick, that's going to be, and I've said a number of times before, and not just when it comes to the Kings, and when it comes to any team professional sports, your best opportunity for improvement is from within. And if they're not going to add and a big name, make that big splash move, they need that much more for Keegan Murray to take that big second year step and for him to do some of the things he did well, do them even better, and show us some things that we didn't even see in our rookie year. Some of the things that you were just talking about. It becomes that much more important and imperative that Keegan Murray takes that big jump if you're not going to add major pieces to this roster this offseason.
So I like that angle of Keegan's development. And $18 million is a very tradable contract. So if the time comes that you want to move on from HB, it's going to be pretty easy to deal him. He's a solid vet. He's a solid team guy. He can be a fourth or fifth option on a team. And $18 million is going to be a drop in the bucket within the next two or three years. This cap is going to explode. The new TV rights deals are going to come through, and all of a sudden, deals that are $18, $19, $20 million are going to look like deals that are $10, $11, $12 million right now. So it's not like they paid him an unreasonable amount of money. This is a very reasonable contract considering what's going to happen to the cap. I don't think it's very exciting. I don't think it's super exciting. I'm not doing cartwheels because HB re-signed.
I'm surprised by how much panic and sorrow there is over this. But, I mean, I'm going off Twitter, which can – I'm going to shock
it's
you right now.
It's a dangerous proposition.
It can skew negative. Twitter can skew negative sometimes. But I saw a lot of people really upset about this move or depressed about this move. And I'm surprised that that seems to be the overwhelming sentiment, because I'd genuinely like to know. Let us know on the YouTube page or any of the other ways you can get in on the show. Who was the guy that you were that much more excited about than Harrison Barnes? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what was going to happen today that was going to make that was going to really knock your socks off as a Kings fan? That would be that much better than bringing back Harrison Barnes. The more I looked at the free agent market and slept on it, Nick, I don't see it.
Yeah.
I honestly don't see it.
Wasn't interested in Green. Wasn't interested in Kuzma. Jeremy Grant was a guy I was interested in, but, you know, he's probably going to get $30 million or so a year from Portland, and I don't think he wants to leave Portland, and the Blazers are trying to keep Dame Dalla for, like, the 10th straight year. So, you know, you look around, and it is what it is. Again, not super exciting. I said this yesterday, and I stand by it after the night's sleep. I'll give the move about a B minus. It's not super exciting. It's okay. It's solid, but there's still a lot to be done. So I don't think anybody should look at this and say, Harrison Barnes and that's it for the offseason. That's all they're going to do. Give Monty some time. There's a lot of things that they can get done. But we want your thoughts. Harrison Barnes re-signs with the Kings. We broke the news yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour. 3 years, $54 million, $18 million per year. Of course, you can always text us at 916-339-1140. You can call us. Phone lines are wide open for you, 1-800-920-1140. YouTube.com/SacktownSports. 1140.
Lots of love for Nick Cattles over there.
In the YouTube channel.
Look at that.
And we look forward to this day. This day is going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we have just nonstop news to break over the next few hours. I think we will. And it should be a great day. A great day for a final day. I'll clue you into why I'm leaving. Also, we'll get into Chris Duarte, possibly the newest member of the Kings. We'll get to that in 90 seconds.
Your afternoon home for Kings talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sacktown Sports.
I see what you did there, Simone. I see.
A little intentional.
Yeah. One of my favorite hip hop songs.
Did we ever compile a list?
We talked about how tough that is. Okay.
All of Nick's favorite hip hop songs.
I did that with so much intention for that first rejoin. I'm glad
at least
you noticed.
75 times you've said that. Coming back to rubber.
No. I wouldn't say 75.
At least.
Maybe 50.
No, it really drove it home after our draft mockery. I was like, okay, that is a really important song for him.
It's not hard to do.
It's a dope song.
All right, so I'm going to do this a couple of times today, and I'm going to do it not to, you know, put myself over in an ego moment.
Put yourself over. It's all right.
No, I truly believe that it's not fair to listeners to blindside them when certain things happen. We'll get into Chris Duarte. We'll get into your thoughts on Harrison Barnes returning in a minute. But I announced this yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour. It's been on Twitter the last 16, 18 hours. I know not all of you are on Twitter, probably many of you not on Twitter. Today is my last show. We announced it yesterday, and it's not because I don't like Sacramento. It's not because I don't love Sacramento. It's not because I don't love this job. I love this job. I've loved working with Rami. About a year ago, I brought him in when I was program director, and I'm thrilled that I made that move because I think this show has been pretty damn good. And I'm not one to brag, but I think we've done a good job, and I've loved working here. And I've loved working with Rami and Simone and JJ and Chris Verlod. You know, that's kind of the core staff I've been with as a show. But also, you know, Nate and Kyle sliding in and doing well as well as they did, too, has been great. And the reason why I'm leaving, again, has nothing to do with the area. Has absolutely nothing to do with Sacramento. Kelly and I have, you know, enjoyed Sacramento. We think it's great. I've loved investing in the Kings. The reason why I'm leaving is due to family reasons. And I think, you know, going back a few weeks ago around me, I was gone for 2 weeks. People were asking me what was going on. Some personal things have happened really since day one when I got here. But the last 2 months, certain things have happened which has exacerbated the situation for Kelly and I. It's not tolerable to be 3,000 miles away from home during this time. So we have to head back. Now, I'm not heading back tomorrow. I still have a house to sell, so I could be here till next summer. Maybe I'll see you out and about at the bars I go to. I'll see you at a Kings game. But, that's why I'm going. I'm going due to family, to get back to that support system and to support some others as well. So it was I've always made moves, and it's always been kind of professionally done as far as I'm kind of eye on the prize and the job and all that stuff. This time was a 100% personal move for family. And so that's that. So today's my last show. I'm very happy to wrap things up with NBA free agency. I think it's a perfect finish. And I see a lot of you saying kind words. I appreciate you. And I've loved my time again here and hanging out with all you guys, especially in the YouTube chat, which has been somewhat interesting. Not everybody loves me, but there's been some kind words. So I appreciate you. Back to the task at hand, though. Let's go back to the Kings talk. and your thoughts on Harrison Barnes. Rami and I, we're okay with the move. We're not doing cartwheels. Neither of us are super excited, but we're okay. It's a reasonable deal. It's not a backbreaker, and there's plenty of offseason left. I mean, we're still 42 minutes away from free agency beginning, so there's still a lot of things that can happen. Patrick Donaldson, Rami, on YouTube, it would have been horrible if we lost Barnes for nothing, which could have happened. Yeah, it could have happened. I mean, maybe you could have ended up working out a sign-and-trade deal, but if a team like Indiana that was, you know, rumored to be super interested in Harrison, if they walked in and offered like $20 million, $22 million a year, and you just lost HB, that would be difficult.
Also, I wouldn't look at it as nothing if it was in the same free agency season where they went out and made an upgrade. But again, I don't know how many guys that are out there on the free agent market are major upgrades over Harrison Barnes, if upgrades at all. Is ultimately the conclusion I came to the more I thought about it.
By the way, there was a tweet just a moment ago from Michael Grange from Sportsnet. One agent I spoke with today said as many as 15 deals are already done. Could be busy at 301 for us. So be ready. Be ready for free agency.
Oh boy.
It's going to hit us in the face.
Here we go.
I am the sun on Harrison Barnes. I'm not disappointed unless we get bounced again. Says that Barnes is already undersized. We need a big, an absolute unit. Yeah, I mean, look, I do think, and we'll talk about this throughout the day, but I do think there is absolutely a need for size on this team. I think you need another four. I think you need absolutely a backup center, which I've been talking about since last year. They do need additional size. And I wouldn't be angry getting a bigger, longer wing either to join the mix. Speaking of joining the mix, Cattles and Rami, Sactown Sports on this Friday. Hope you're doing well, getting ready for the holiday weekend. Shams Charania earlier this morning tweeted out that the Kings were nearing a deal for Chris Duarte of the Indiana Pacers. That deal has not been completed yet, so we have no idea what the Kings are going to give up. I would imagine it's likely second-round picks. We'll see if that's the case. They also might be working, Rami, on maybe a three-team deal because it's taking a while. That usually means they might be roping in another team. But your initial thoughts about Chris Duarte when you saw this?
It's a solid move. He's a guy who had a pretty good rookie year for the Pacers, had some injuries last year. We've talked, Nick, about the fact, the notion that as this team moves into being a contender and hopefully for years to come being a contender, finding talent in unlikely places and seeing talent where other people don't, a lot like you see with the Miami Heat. I don't know that anybody was necessarily looking for Chris Duarte. I don't think there was a huge market out there for him, but I can see why they're intrigued by this guy and bringing him in for some low level draft compensation. I'm okay with it. Again, it's not a move that knocks my socks off, but could be a guy that ends up contributing to this thing somewhere down the line.
I love this.
You love it?
Yeah, I love it. For the
love
cost.
It?
Yes, love it. I'm not telling you that Chris Duarte is going to score 20 a game. It's a low.
All NBA. Nick just said Chris Duarte is going to be all NBA.
You know what? It's my last day. I might as well just go out with
just
a bang.
Throw it all out
a
there,
a hot take
baby.
Every segment. Duarte, all NBA next year.
Hall of Fame.
Low risk, high reward kind of move. I don't think it's going to cost you a lot. The first reason why I love this move, Domas and Duarte are very, very tight with each other. When Duarte came here with Indiana last year, he went out to dinner with Domas before they played against each other. On and off the court, Duarte is close with Domas. We had Sean Cunningham on the show yesterday. He said priority number one for the Kings this offseason, it's not free agency, it's not trading anybody. It's making sure they extend Sabonis. This is going to help in that, you know, voyage to get Domas here long term. It is going to make him happy, which is what you want to do. But it's not just to make Domas happy because, again, on the floor, these guys have worked really well together. Duarte cuts to the bucket. I was watching a highlight reel today of Domas to Duarte 2 years ago in Duarte's rookie season when Duarte's just going backdoor. He's making cuts. Domas, it almost looked like the Malik Monk, you know, 1-2 combination on the pick and roll with Domas and Duarte. So they have great synergy on the floor together. Duarte shot 39% on his attempted threes when he played with Domas on passes from Domas. So they just have a great connection. He can shoot the ball. He had a down year last year shooting. I think it's due to injuries. Mm-hmm. He can flat out shoot. He's a great free throw shooter. That tells you the stroke is there. He's a 6'5" wing, which fills a need. Defense, mixed reports. Some people will tell you he's a good defender. Some people will say that he's not the best defender. But I love it. And I'd also say this. It could. I'm not saying it's going to. It could open the door to moving somebody from the backcourt. This could open the door for a trade, whether it's Herter or it's Davion, because I could see, for example, you trade Davion to bring in a big body, and then you slide Monk to the backup point off the bench, and now Duarte is filling your Monk role of scorer-shooter. I could see Herter possibly go. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. It just gives Monty the flexibility, Rami, to maybe make a move like that.
I can see that. I wouldn't go as far as love, but I see all the benefits of this move that you're looking at. And I didn't know about the Domas connection, if I'm being honest with you. So that adds a little added element of intrigue in terms of Duarte and what he could do for this Kings team. Still wouldn't go as far as loved. I don't know what's in your water bottle
I love
today.
I love low risk high reward moves. I love them. If this guy can give you 10 to 12 points a game,
I know it's your
shoot.
Last day. But did you spike your water bottle?
By the way, Patrick Donaldson corrected me. I said 6'5". Donaldson said 6'6". There's some conflicting reports about that. If you Google Duarte, it says 6'5". Others will tell you he's 6'6". Maybe he's 6'6" with sneakers on. Maybe he's 6'4¾" without the sneakers. I don't know. But he's around 6'5", 6'6". All right, we'll continue with your thoughts on Harrison Barnes, your thoughts on the Chris Duarte reported addition, and, of course, on my final day, We had to have Frankie C in studio,
hey,
didn't we?
Your best friend.
Frankie.
Birthday boy.
Frankie will be joining us to talk Kings. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to your reaction coming up.
Your afternoon home for Kings talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sacktown Sports.
A lot of people saying nice things in the YouTube chat, and I appreciate that. The problem is like, I can't like it. There's no way to, like it. And that's bothering me.
What do you mean? Can't you, like, put a heart on it?
No, I don't think I can.
What do you mean?
No? What do you mean what I mean? Exactly no. What I just said.
Can't react to YouTube comments, right. No.
That's a bummer.
Huh.
So,
well, you're telling everybody right now you like it.
You're vocalizing it.
Look in the camera and tell them you like it.
Well, I can't really look into the camera. I'm side-saddled here. Simone's going to have to fix this if she's on her way. Simone's got a lot going on.
Back of my head looks nice.
A lot going on today for Simone. She's the only one in the behind the glass with us.
She's doing it all.
Do you style that,
Can
Frankie?
You mute your computer?
Yeah. You know,
the back, like, are you one of those people who has a mirror facing the mirror?
No, I actually don't.
So you can see the back of your head?
I don't. I'm due for a haircut.
Because it's well groomed.
Thank
you. I must say, yeah.
Thank you. I'm due for a haircut, but, you know, it's...
Same.
It's summer. We're just going to let it ride.
Going to let it ride.
Let it ride.
Going to get a little wild.
Get a little crazy. It's free agency, you know. Let the hair go.
Some asking me where I'm going. I'm going back home eventually to New England. Family reasons. Stuff to take care of. So that's that. Again, not going to spend a ton of time on that each hour. Today's about the NBA free agency period beginning in roughly 29 minutes, Frankie C. And Frankie is with us thanks to the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda,
your one-stop Honda shop.
Wow. And it gets a little powerful, doesn't it?
It does. It gets very powerful. They must love it over there.
Frankie, let's get your thoughts first, obviously, with the news of yesterday, the biggest news so far for the Kings this offseason, HB coming back.
Yeah, I think a lot of Kings fans, and you know myself included, I think a lot of us kind of got excited when that deal was made to move Rashawn Holmes and free up that money. You kind of start running wild and thinking, okay, you got the Kuzmas out there, the Chris Middletons. Who can the Kings, when you pry away? They had such a good team. A lot of success, obviously.
Yeah.
I think what we saw here was confirmation that, and again, free agency begins at 3 o'clock, but free agency really started weeks, maybe months ago.
It's been going.
It's been ongoing. These teams are talking. They're breaking all these rules. Everyone does it. I think Shams or someone has reported that there's 15 deals that are reportedly ready to roll as soon as 3 o'clock happens. These teams are talking for a while. What we have seen here is the Kings probably turn over those stones. there probably wasn't a mutual reaction with the Kuzmas or Middletons or down the line. And when it comes down to it, Harrison Barnes, who multiple reports had the Indiana Pacers linked to him, the Rick Carlisle, Tyrese Halliburton connection. If the Kings were to be in a position where you don't get Kyle Kuzma, where you don't get Chris Middleton and down the line, and you don't get Harrison Barnes, what are you left with? And for a team that has struggled for since 1998, really, they've had four small forwards that were, I'd say, above average or average. Peja Stojakovic, Ron Artest, Meta World Peace, Rudy Gay, Harrison Barnes. The Kings have struggled to find stability. That's four small forwards over 25 years. So I think you have to have a guy that's a veteran, a leader. Like you said, Nick, earlier, I was just on the way in, that this contract's not going to look so significant in a couple years. This new salary cap, this is going to be blown out of the water by deals going down the line. So the Kings need a small forward or an interchangeable guy like Harrison Barnes. And while it's not the sexiest option, it's the safest option.
And they're not done yet. Like, there's still $18 million or so of cap room that they have to use out there on the free agent market.
Among other moves that could happen. We don't know what could happen.
We have no idea.
We really don't know. And I think last night was a very – I think you said, Rami, just Twitter can kind of skewer negative. It was a disappointment
and despair out there.
And the last thing I wanted to do was tell fans how to fan. I mean, I grew up in this area. I get it. The Kings fans, it's been a rough road. And I think when you're at a point where they finally have all this money to spend and you don't bring in one of those marquee guys as of today, because who knows what kind of move could get moved, what money could get moved around, other things could happen down the next couple of weeks. But when you don't see that happen and culminate immediately, you react. The knee-jerk reaction is negative. I get that. But Monty McNair, reigning executive of the year, who has pressed the right buttons time and time again, I have faith he's going to press the right buttons again. We just have to give him a little more time than the evening before free agency to let him work.
Frankie C. with us here in studio. One of the things, I talked about this to start the show, Frankie. One of the reasons why I graded the Barnes move a B-. I'm not ecstatic about it. It's solid. But one of the things that I do think is really good for the Kings with this move, unless they go get somebody, and I mentioned this yesterday to Rami too, we don't know if HB is going to start.
Mm-hmm.
They might go out and get another big, and now all of a sudden Barnes is coming off the bench, and I think that changes people's kind of minds. You know, Christian Wood is a name. If he gets brought in and you have Barnes coming off the bench, you have Wood starting. There's still other things that can happen. But right now, as currently constituted, what I like about it is Keegan's development. Because if you bring in somebody like Kuzma, Frankie, I don't know if you agree with this, but you bring somebody in like Kuzma, that could stunt the growth. It could get in the way of Keegan's growth of becoming maybe that number two scorer.
Absolutely. And yesterday, even at Summer League practice, Luke Laux, you know, the Kings assistant coach who's going to be head of the Summer League team, said a quote that I think De'Aaron Fox did the same thing. He said, in order for us to take the next step as a team and organization, Keegan Murray needs to take the next step. And that's something that De'Aaron Fox said at All-Star Weekend in Salt Lake City, that they know that he told Keegan, the team knows, he knows, Keegan's got to be that guy in order for this team to advance. And Keegan Murray, in my opinion, possesses that ability. I mean, seeing what he did in his first year as a rookie, and yeah, he was an older rookie, sure, but just seeing his skill set and how he advanced over the year and how in the playoffs, when the pressure was at its peak and he was struggling in games 1-3, he found a way to answer the call. He made adjustments. He was making some of the biggest shots in Game 7 that kept the Kings close at the beginning part of the second half. He was making floaters in the lane. His game can expand. He's young. I agree completely. Kyle Kuzma is somebody who, in the reports there are saying that Kyle Kuzma wants to go somewhere where he can have the ball in his hands more times than not.
Yeah.
Coming to a team where De'Aaron Fox runs the show, and De'Aaron Fox is one of the best players in the league, probably isn't an ideal setting for Kyle Kuzma and at this point in his career. So, it's all about the system, and Keegan Murray fits his system. And again, as Harrison Barnes starts to progress back into a fourth, fifth option role, even more so, Keegan Murray possesses the ability to be a top two, top three option on this team.
Just want to jump in here for a second because somewhat surprising news, not huge news just yet, but Jake Fisher reports that in a turn of events, Phoenix is now going to pull their qualifying offer for center Jock Landale. So that's somebody, you know, Landale's somebody that you could possibly look at as a backup big here in Sacramento. I don't know if it's somebody that would interest Monty or not, but somebody who could certainly back up Domas and give you quality minutes. He outplayed DeAndre Ayton at times last year. And Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer, he quote-tweeted that tweet from Fisher and said, Phoenix is up to something. So this could be the beginning of something else. So we'll just keep an eye on that.
Kyrie?
But I just wanted to...
Huh?
Oh, God.
They better not.
Can we not do that?
They better not. You can't, right? I mean, they'd have to pay the taxes, and that would be insane. And I don't know. He's not taking a vet minimum deal.
Frank, you said you don't understand the salary cap. I don't know if it's a real thing. I don't know what teams can and can't do, because every time I hear can't, I see a team doing it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I thought big threes and super teams were a thing of the past, and Phoenix is putting together exactly that and trying to add Kyrie Irving to it.
How about the Clippers? The Clippers almost had to pay $100 million because of, was it Eric Gordon? One person, $100 million. So yeah, the salary cap, it's especially the new collective bargaining agreement. I think it's 645 pages or 700 pages. I haven't had a chance to comb through that just yet, so I will at some point. But again, the Kings have never really operated as a team with space before, so this is new to a lot of people. Obviously, Keith Smith, who you guys have had on, he's great at helping you kind of get your head wrapped around it. Bobby Marks from ESPN does a great job. Those are the guys I lean on. But yeah, it's definitely something that is very fluid. It's very, very fluid.
I am the Sun in the YouTube chat. Is Jock better than Alex Len? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. 100%. That would be an upgrade.
Yes.
That would be an upgrade. So that's an interesting name to keep an eye on. I don't know how much money he's going to fetch. It seems like a lot of these reports about this guy's going to get this and this guy's going to get that might have been a little bit too heavy on the money side early on. These, like, Kyle Kuzma is a perfect example of that, where a lot of people, oh, he's going to make $30 million. And maybe he gets $30 million a year. But the latest is, it sounds like, according to Mark Stein, Kuzma's going to end back up in Washington. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe he gets the big bag from Washington because they stink and they just want to spend money on somebody. They got to reach the salary floor, right? You got to spend 90% of the cap.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's, you know, maybe Kuzma gets paid and he gets to take 40 shots a game next year, which might thrill him. But, you know, he was the hot name and everybody was going after him, and now he might return to a terrible team. 916-339-1140 is the text line. Phone number is 1-800-920-1140. We will get to some more of your reaction. Again, Frankie C is in studio. We'll go over some of the early notes of today regarding free agency before the true noise, the true chaos begins at 3 o'clock. We are 20 minutes away from NBA free agency. What will the Kings do next? What big move's going to happen next in the NBA today? Gets all that coming up next. Cattles and Rami, Sacktown Sports.
With you 1 mile at a time during the afternoon drive. Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
I'm very confused right now. We're in the studio, so obviously we don't have the audio on TV.
Yeah.
And we got the ESPN free agency special, and Dave McMiniman's on there. And on the Cryon, which is the message below them, right?
Yes.
It said, Dave McMiniman, Lakers will offer Austin Reeves 4-year, $52 million deal. They changed some of the wording because they realized they were wrong. So the first thing was a little off. Wasn't the rumor he was going to get like $100 million?
So it said that the Lakers will, quote, they are ready to match any offer sheet up to $100 million. But
so they're going to offer him 4 for $52,
$13 million a year. Did I do the math right? Yeah, that's $13 million a year.
It's not bad.
I mean, that's what I think. Austin,
I mean,
it's
pretty smart, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to match, I don't know if Austin Reeves will look at this as them lowballing him. That's the risk. If he thinks he's worth $80 million, $100 million, and then the...
Well, I mean, what was it? Houston's ready to throw money at a bunch of people. I think they were maybe ready to throw money at Austin Reeves. I mean, you never know, but...
Here's something else here, according to Mark Stein. Draymond Green is expected to sign a 4-year, $100 million deal with the Warriors. That's according to Mark Stein.
He got the 100 he wanted, huh?
So it looks like Draymond Green will end up going back to Golden State, according to Mark Stein, for 4 years, $100 million. Look, they can have him. I did not want Draymond here. I didn't think he was a good fit here. I don't know why people were trying to force the idea on me that he was going to be a good fit.
I get that. I get that you didn't want him here.
Three non-shooters in your starting five.
But I would
not great.
I would have rather he went
for a team that wants to take 43s a game.
I would have rather he went somewhere other than Golden State.
Detroit.
Detroit, because
I don't know, man. So here's the thing, though. Like, Golden State's, they ain't getting any younger, like
no,
all of us,
but
right?
There's still now, a problem for one. There's still a problem for one more year.
What's their average age in the starting five?
So are we assuming that Chris Paul is starting?
Yes.
So saying, it's going to be Paul, Curry, Clay.
That's what Mark Spears said when the deal happened. He said CP3 is coming in as a starter. Yeah.
Paul, Curry, Clay, Draymond, and then probably Looney?
No, it would be Wiggins and then Wiggins. Green. They want to go super small.
Okay, so Wiggins helps that a little bit. So then you have Paul's 38, Steph's 35.
Yeah, Clay's going to be 34. Right? 34.
Draymond's going to be 34. And then you have Wiggins is probably 27, 28. So, yeah.
Here's my thought on the Warriors season. This is either going to work out and Mike Dunleavy's going to look like a genius, or this thing's going to burn down quickly.
I just am so confused about the dynamic of having Stephen Curry play off ball. Because Chris Paul, I mean, you could have Chris Paul float. I mean, but he's the best. He's one of the best, you know, distributors of all time.
Ball handlers and distributors,
He's the point god. So how can you make – I just don't know how you can make him play – either of them play off ball.
I think they're thinking there is they led the league in turnovers last year. And I think they want the ball in sure hands with Chris Paul and to not be giving teams extra opportunities and extra shots with all the turnovers that we saw last year.
All right, so here's my other question for today. Are we going to follow Dropping Dimes 20 on Twitter because he's back? He's back. If nobody knows what we're talking about.
What's he got now?
He says Bruce Brown's going to the Pacers. It's done. So if
it's a Dimes bomb.
If nobody knows or some of you don't know about this Dropping Dimes 20 thing, so at Dropping Dimes 20, he now has almost 50,000 followers. he or she literally started tweeting a couple weeks ago. And Dropping Dimes 20 nailed Bradley Beal of the Suns, the top five picks in the NBA draft. He also, or she was also, a full day ahead of any insider on the James Harden opting in and getting traded. This account has been right on everything that they've tweeted. And then yesterday, mysteriously, they went silent. They got kicked off of Twitter. Something happened there. Their account didn't exist for a little while or something.
Woj called the cops.
Yeah. And now
Twitter police.
And now Dropping Dimes 20 is back and saying that Bruce Brown to the Pacers is done.
He did also say, though, that Houston got Drake's twin. That's referring to Fred VanVleet. I mean, it looked like I just saw on Twitter a few minutes ago that I think Toronto is going to give him that fourth year that he wanted, though. And if that's the case, because they're meeting right at 3 o'clock, I don't know.
Dropping maybe. Dimes also tweeted out, "My legacy is never on the line because I am him."
All right. We'll see about that.
So we'll see what happens. Some other notes
Who
here.
Who is this person?
Nobody
this
knows.
He's got to be in a front office somewhere or something.
Has to be. Yeah. Has to be. In the NBA.
So yeah.
In the NBA offices.
Analytics intern for sure.
I have to imagine that this person, whoever it is, they could be like within the NBA offices, not like an NBA GM.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because they obviously know of like draft night. They know of everything going on.
I love it.
It's funny.
The fact that I'm him, it's clearly a college intern. It's someone 19 to 20 years old. I am him. That gives it away. Like, I know you're Gen Z now. I know that you're on some college internship and you're letting stuff leak that you're hearing from the office.
Yeah, I'd say I'd go up to 30 years old. With
okay,
that. I think that's kind of you know.
I'm not cool enough to say that. I'm 29 almost. So
I'm glad that you.
I would never say that.
It's great self evaluation by Frankie because it wouldn't sound great if Frankie was walking around saying I am him.
Can't do it.
All right, some other quick notes.
I can't do it.
Some other quick notes, Frankie.
Okay.
We talked about Kuzma likely going back to Washington, according to Mark Stein earlier today. Jacques Landale has been his qualifying offer pulled from him by Phoenix. So that's a name that we might want to pay attention to for the Kings here. Would be a nice, nice backup big. The Heat offering Gabe Vincent $8 million per year has been kind of floated out there. So it sounds like the Heat are lowballing Gabe Vincent a little bit. People thought he might make $10 to $12 million off the postseason run. Bruce Brown, according to Dropping Dimes 20, will be a Pacer.
Sauces.
But was going to meet with the Rockets, the Mavs, the Knicks, and the Pacers. And earlier today, the rumor was that the Pacers were willing to go up to about $20 million a year for Bruce Brown. So
that's ridiculous.
So if dropping dimes 20 is right, we know why. It's the Pacers went $20 million a year.
Yeah.
And Bruce was like, I got to take that money.
That'd be absurd. My goodness.
And we got Joe Harris being traded today. The Nets sent Joe Harris and a couple of second-round picks to Detroit. That was interesting because Detroit was a team with a decent amount of cap space, and people thought that they might throw that cap space towards Cam Johnson. The working theory is that the Nets worked hand-in-hand with the Pistons to get them Joe Harris so they didn't have to go through the whole circus of the offer sheet to Cam. And so there was some kind of, hey, you know what? We want to help our cap number out. We'll send you Joe Harris and a couple of picks and leave Cam alone. And Detroit was like, all right, we'll do it. Kyrie Irving supposed to meet with the Rockets today.
Dario Saric, according to Mark Stein, very likely to land with the Warriors. I believe Dario Saric just returned from an ACL injury.
Just saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, so dropping dimes 20 is off the grid again.
What? His account's gone? Is they
got suspended or
they
what?
Oh, he is? He's gone.
With 8 minutes left, 8 minutes before. The NBA 100% got this dude's cred pulled.
That's terrible.
He was breaking news before it was going to happen.
He didn't violate any rules.
I understand.
No rules were broken.
But somebody...
Thank you.
Somebody with power. Somebody... That's not a coincidence.
No.
He goes out there and says, Bruce Brown of the Pacers is done.
That means for $20 million.
And 3 minutes later, boom, gone.
Wow. Tinfoil hats on for this one. I'm actually on board now.
What if it's Kevin Durant?
That made me laugh. That was good. That was really good.
By the way, we'll see if this is true or not, but I have a terrible time with this person's name. Maybe you can help me, Frankie.
Okay.
Esfandiar Barahani
from
Toronto.
Better than I can do.
Got me, man.
Is reporting right now that Fred VanVleet's going to stay. We'll see if it's true, but he says he's staying put.
Quote, I want to know what dropping dimes says. That's what I want to know.
Well, he'd be wrong about that because he had him. He said Drake's twin is
going
heading
to Houston.
Yeah, and that might have been wrong. Maybe.
All right, so we got to ask you at least one more Kings question here before we let you go. What do you want them to do? It sounds like Chris Duarte's in the mix. That's going to happen eventually when it gets finalized. Maybe a three-team deal. That's why it's taking so long. And then, of course, you have HB coming back. What else do they need, Frankie?
In my opinion, they need to try and scour the market for – they need a shot blocking big. And whether that be on a vet minimum, whatever, what have you, they need someone that can come in and a serviceable backup for Domantas Sabonis, first and foremost in my mind. But general housekeeping, they probably bring Lyles back. I know there's mutual interest there, and I think that's something that could happen early on, maybe even today. I think that's something that could happen today, one of those moves, those early 3 p.m. moves. I think Sasha's going to be coming to Sacramento. For a long time, I've heard that there's mutual interest. I think that even more so when you hear the money that from Greece reports that he will be getting a deal more than he asked for. But I'm looking for a third-string point guard, too. A third-string point guard. There's some player, some names out there, too. I think some people have thrown out. I think I'm looking at Tim Maxwell on Twitter talking about Dennis Smith Jr., someone who did play well at the beginning of the year for Charlotte. A guy that you can – like a deli roll. But you need that. You need a backup center that can play defense. Ideally, I think a defensive-minded 3 or 4 would be nice. I mean, Kessler Edwards was just brought back. Maybe that's what they're trying to do is make him – mold him into one of those players. But I'm more so looking for the deals that you don't see coming. And Monty is so good at those. And they're deals that happen, and then when they take place, you're like, oh, the Kings kind of needed a guy like that. Because you think about Terrence Davis, he's more than likely gone now. I think Chris Duarte, that move, they're very similar in their play styles.
Right.
I think one thing I've been seeing from people that were breaking down Chris Duarte's game is he plays a little more within himself. He's a smart basketball player. He's not as much as a wild card. I think Terrence Davis could bring a lot of firepower, a lot of energy to a game, but things could also get away from him at times. Chris Duarte could bring stability in that regard. So there's one box that's checked, but Kings have some money. They have some flexibility. Will they make any moves that we didn't see coming? I don't know for sure, but I'm very, very excited, and I trust Monty McNair fully.
All right, free agency begins in just a couple minutes.
Here we
go. We'll have all the breaking news for you next. Let's-